Employees at the U of I say they're worried a guideline on talking about abortion that was sent to staff in late September will have a negative impact on classroom discussions. Malachi Witherwex is a U of I student working for the university's peer-assisted study program. They say there's already been a chilling effect in classes that deal with subjects like family planning.
We just recently were working on a project that involves studying people's decisions with contraception. And right now, basically, we've been told she's going to give everybody the same grade on it because she can't be perceived as biased any one way.
Members of the faculty senate characterized the memo as an assault on academic freedom, according to an article by the Argonaut student newspaper. According to a university statement, the memo was sent to help employees understand the legal significance and possible actions of Idaho's No Public Funds for Abortion Act. It continued to say abortion can be discussed as a policy issue in the classroom, but employees must remain neutral. The memo also stated employees who violate the law could face felony convictions, job loss, be permanently barred from future state employment, and be required to reimburse funds used in violation of the law. University of Idaho law professor Richard Seaman says although the memo itself could be criticized as an overly conservative interpretation of the law, it's not an unusual strategy for legal counsel to take.
I would hope and I would expect that considering academic freedom, there would be a lot of care to make sure that a student remark doesn't necessarily automatically lead to some kind of sanction against the faculty member.
But even if employees are unlikely to lose their job or face criminal charges, Witherwax says they're not taking the chance. They're also worried how the law could be weaponized against professors.
If you're pissed at a professor or want to make things difficult for them, you could definitely get them tied up in a bunch of crap, regardless of whether or not it turns into any criminal proceedings or loss of job. You can make their life a whole lot more difficult for a while.
The memo also advised employees to not counsel on or provide birth control based on a 1972 statute that bars anyone except physicians from advertising contraception. Employees can provide condoms for the purpose of preventing STDs, but not as birth control. The Vandal Health Clinic, which provides birth control through a contract with Gritman Medical Center, will not change its services, according to a statement from Gritman. John Wyatt Coyle, a Lewiston resident, says he was planning to apply to the university's law program, but is no longer considering it because of the memo. Coyle says he's concerned how the guidelines will affect classroom discussion. He's also worried how the memo could affect students seeking behavioral health care who've had an abortion.
Some of these students don't have the type of insurance that allows them to go to private counselors, so they rely on student counseling center. If the student counseling center is employed by faculty of University of Idaho, they're not going to feel comfortable going to them.
According to the memo, licensed professionals in the counseling and testing center are being addressed separately through the CTC director. Richard Seaman says he expects there will be legal challenges to the laws cited in the memo, and those challenges would likely point to the U of I's interpretation as evidence for why they need to change.
It's a new law, so it remains to be seen how courts will interpret it, and maybe even more to the point, how people who have to obey it will understand it.
I'm Rachel Sun.